Hey everyone, Ryan from All Day Rock Off here. In today's podcast episode, we're going to be talking about fitness in quarantine. Due to all the COVID-19 stuff happening around right now, I know the city I live in is on a modified lockdown. I know there's other cities that are on lockdown. And so I just wanted to talk about some ways to stay in shape, you know, keep your body going during these times when it's so easy to just kind of sit around and not. You're listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast, episode number 147. Thank you so much for downloading this episode, and we're just going to get right into it. We're going to start off talking about some body weight workouts, talking about sandbag workouts, move into rucking, and then kind of finish up with some recovery, yoga, that kind of a thing. Because one of the best things about training for ruck events, and especially training for go ruck, light, tough, and heavy events, is that a lot of it can be done at your house without needing a gym. Personally, I haven't had a gym membership to a traditional gym in years, years and years. I've previously had memberships to, you know, Muay Thai gyms, that kind of a thing, but that's kind of like a specialized gym and not something that I could teach myself well at home. For my main fitness and staying in shape and training for events, it's all been with things at my house, which although can be lonely since you don't have everyone else around you working out, it's proved to be pretty nice for the past couple of weeks in quarantine because I've been able to maintain my same level of fitness. So starting out, I mean, if you don't have a ruck, if you don't have a sandbag, if you don't have anything to work with, body weight workouts are awesome. There are some just seriously amazing workouts out there that can not only maintain a good level of fitness, but get you into decent shape. I'm not going to go through and describe, you know, all the different body weight workouts you can do. Obviously, push-ups, sit-ups, squats, flutter kicks, burpees, 8-count bodybuilders. I mean, think about the last go ruck event you did. So much of the workouts there are, you know, body weight workouts modified with a ruck. And so one of the things that I like to do, if I'm just trying to throw together a quick body weight workout because I don't have the time to think of one, I'll write down 3 to 5 exercises. I'll do 10 reps of each 3 times. I'll just loop through that. And usually that takes, I don't know, somewhere between 6 and 10 minutes. It's not that long. And when I finish it, I feel like I got, you know, an okay workout in. One of the things with the current situation, I have a 2-year-old and I have a 5-year-old, and they're both home right now. So that kind of a thing is something I could do after I've, you know, put their lunch together. They're sitting at the table, they're eating. I can just move to the other room, do this workout while watching them, making sure they're not choking or fighting or throwing food at each other as 2-year-olds and 5-year-olds traditionally do, at least mine do. And it's nice. I feel good afterwards. If you want some more structure to your workouts, there's a number of apps out there right now, especially during this COVID-19 thing. If you're listening to this far in the future and COVID-19 is hopefully not a thing we're still dealing with anymore, these deals might not be going on, but I know the Down Dog app, they have a HIIT program, and all of their programs are free through, I believe, the end of April. I know there's a number of other apps out there that are doing special deals right now where everything's free right now. AllDayRockOff.com, there's that Crush Your Soul workout generator. You can easily make bodyweight workouts with that. That thing's always free. So you can use those programs, use those tools, you know, put some small workouts together and maintain a level of fitness in this crazy time. I'm not sure if this is true with you, but I know with me, fitness activities keep me grounded and keep me sane. And so by maintaining a schedule, although not perfect, by continuing to work out, I feel like it helps me mentally cope with everything going on, including my kids being home from school every single day while I'm still trying to work, while my wife is still trying to work. It's a lot to juggle, and keeping that workout in, making it a priority, has been doing some pretty good stuff for me mentally. Just a heads up, if you are going to be doing bodyweight workouts, you might want to throw a towel down Some of them can get a little intense. You might start sweating a little bit. And I know my wife's home right now. She'd be pretty upset if I was sweating on the carpet. So just a piece of advice, you know, throw a towel down and make sure you're working out over it, not sweating on whatever's underneath. Moving on, sandbag workouts. One of my favorite workouts. I don't know. I freaking love sandbags. I feel like I can maintain and improve my fitness drastically by putting different amounts of weight in them. I feel like the way that the sand moves around while you're doing overhead presses, while you're doing squats, it forces you to readjust and it kind of gives you more realistic training for GORAC events where you've got a jerry can on your shoulder or you've got some bucket that you're holding on your chest and you're doing squats. Who knows what you're going to be doing out there at any of these events? So having this moving weight help simulate that a little bit better. If you don't have a sandbag, GORAC sells awesome sandbags and Brute Force also sells awesome sandbags. GORAC sells theirs in 20, 40, 60, 80, and 120 pound options. My personal favorites are the 40 and the 60. The 20 is too small for me. I really don't have that much of a use for it. The 120 is huge and it's long. You can't easily do every single exercise with it. It's definitely built for unique circumstances. In my opinion, the 80 is still a little long. That's why I like the 60 the most, and the 40 is a close second. Brute Force has the mini sandbag, the athlete sandbag, and the strongman sandbag. I own the athlete from them, and that's probably the sandbag I use the most. It's the first sandbag I ever bought. I've had that thing for years, and I just really like getting after it with it. When it comes to sandbags, obviously you can fill them with sand. You can also fill them with other things. One of the things that's fun about sandbags is that you can find objects like rubber mulch, which is traditionally used on a playground. And you can fill up a 60-pound sandbag with rubber mulch. And depending on what you find, it can come out to weighing 30 pounds. But it's in the size of a 60-pound sandbag. So you can make these lighter sandbags. You can make these heavier sandbags by filling it with straight sand. You can really make some unique combinations. And depending on what you're doing, you can really improve your form working out that way. One of the workouts that I struggle with the most historically has been holding a sandbag overhead and doing squats. I don't know why, I just always struggled with that exercise until I started using a lighter weight that took up the same amount of room as the traditional sand. So the sandbag I had felt like the same shape. It was just lighter. I could work on my form using the same shape, same size sandbag as with the sand, then start subbing some of that mulch out, putting in sand. And now I feel a lot more confident. Still struggle with it, but more confident overall doing those movements. So I really like that you can do that with sandbags for cheap. A bag of rubber mulch, I think, costs $6.50. Sand is still very cheap. It can be free in some spots. You can go to the hardware store, a couple bucks. Once you own the sandbags, it can be really cheap to fill them up. I know a lot of people have sandbags and they bought them with good intentions, but they never actually ended up using them. If you fall into this boat, then now is the perfect time to break that sandbag out, fill it up, and start using it. My favorite app for training with sandbags is the Brute Force app. It's a free app. It's on Android. I believe it's on Apple as well. Every single day, there's a brand new warm-up, and there's at least one or two workouts. The workouts have everything you need to do. It's got videos showing all the movements. It's got a timer on it. You push start. You do the workout. You push stop. You log how many you did. You can favorite workouts. Come back to them. It's really, really sweet, and it's really what motivated me to start using the sandbag more often. I had purchased a couple books on sandbag movements. I had watched YouTube videos on sandbag movements, but I was having a really hard time structuring a sandbag workout until I started using the Brute Force app, started seeing how they structured their workout. I found the workouts that worked well for me, the ones that didn't work out so well. And then I've made a lot of other sandbag workouts based off what I learned through the app and what I've liked a lot. They've got some fun ones where they've got three movements. It might be overhead press, shrug, and clean. and they've got the video showing them all. And then you do 21 of each, you do 15 of each, and then 9 of each. And that's the workout. They've got other ones that are longer, more intricate, but for some reason, those really simple, less exercise workouts were a lot more fun for me. Depending on where you're located right now, some of the sandbag workouts on there require running. My solution to that is to grab a jump rope, a speed rope, use that instead of running. If you don't have a speed rope, you can do burpees, you can do jumping jacks. There's a lot of things that you can do to simulate a cardio activity without actually running. You could even run in place if you wanted to, but don't let running showing up on this workout discourage you, because there are so many ways to work around that and still get just an awesome workout in versus popping the app open or whatever plan you've got, seeing run 400 meters and going, yeah, no, we're in quarantine. I'm not going outside. Not going to run 400 meters. Not working out today. Sandbag workouts, great way to maintain strength, great way to improve strength. Awesome to do at your home, at your condo, at your apartment, you know, wherever you live. I had my first sandbag in an apartment. It's funny because I feel like it was harder to work out there because I had to be a lot more careful with dropping the sandbag. I couldn't just drop it. I had to press it and then slowly lift it down because I had downstairs neighbors. So I feel like the control I got from lowering it built up a lot of strength. But I guess use your environment to your advantage and don't try and limit yourself based on your environment. I've worked out so many times in an apartment with a sandbag. You can do it too. Just be smart, be a good neighbor. And if you do that, you'll probably get a better workout in than I do. Just drop my sandbag in the garage. Summarizing sandbag workouts, awesome way to build strength, maintain strength. Great that once you've actually bought the sandbag, which you know can retail between $100 and $150, that the weight that you put inside of it is very cheap. So kind of a one-time investment, you can sub the weight, move it up and down quite a bit. Something you can do at home. You don't need a gym, you don't need a membership. And with some of the apps out there, it can be a lot of fun. Moving on to rucking, at least in my area, you can still get out, you can still exercise. You just have to maintain 6 feet distance within anyone else around you. I believe that's a case for a lot of other cities right now. We're not in a, you know, a true lockdown where they're duct taping our doors, we can't leave our house. We're still able to get out and still able to get a ruck in. And if you are getting out and you are rucking, then it can be really fun to do this in a smart way. Because generally when I go out and ruck, I'll just head whatever direction. I'll start going up streets and down streets, and I've got my Garmin watch tracking my distance. I know I want to do 8 miles. So I'll walk some random route 4 miles out and kind of turn around and walk a random route back, and I'll get back and it'll be roughly 8 miles. Now I'm having to think more about my routes, going on roads that are less busy. So if there's people coming my direction, I can walk out in the road and maintain that 6 foot distance. You know, there's probably some people out there saying, 6 feet, do you really have to walk into the road to avoid people to maintain that distance? And I'm kind of looking at it from a different way, where route selection is everything. And by not choosing proper route selection, then I'm failing my objective with my ruck. And this carries over really well to training for GoRuck events. Because when you're trying to envision where you're going point to point, you've got a map, you know where you want to go, and you have to get your team there, you have to get your group there. You want to take routes that have sidewalks. You want to take routes that your whole group can fit. You want to take routes where you can cross the street at certain points if necessary. And route selection is everything. If the quickest way is taking the interstate, you're not going to take your group up on I-5, up on whatever freeway there is, because you can't walk on that. So planning the routes out is a skill that I rarely work on, but I've actually been enjoying working on it during this time. I've still been able to get out on rucks. I've still had a bunch of fun, but I've definitely had to pay better attention to what I'm doing. I can't just kind of put on the headphones, listen to whatever book on tape I've just got from the library, get my miles in. I have to focus and actually pay attention to what I'm doing. If you're looking for a challenge during this time, GoRuck's actually put up a bunch of their Star Course hit lists from previous Star Course events. They've put up, I believe it's 27 cities so far. I think there might be adding more 5K, 10K, 15K, and 12-mile distances. I've got the hit list there. You can print it out. You can go and do one of these star courses on your own, track it, and if their blog post is any indicator, there's going to be a patch in April for people who have done this. Based on the way they've been moving with their patches lately, they're probably going to be selling them. It won't be a free patch. We'll see. But if you're out there looking for something to do, then this might be a good option. Just again, make sure you're staying away from other people out there. Pack enough food so you don't have to go in the grocery stores and buy stuff. Pack enough water. Be smart. And most importantly, be safe. My goal during this is to maintain my fitness level. Don't let it degrade too much. But I'm definitely not trying to break any records because my focus right now is more on mental health, staying in it for my family, for my wife, for my kids, being smart. And to me personally, I feel a lot smarter after I've gotten a good workout in. And a good workout to me can be a heavy 4-mile ruck. It can be a sandbag workout in the garage. It doesn't need to be a 20-mile ruck. It doesn't need to be, you know, something crazy like that where I'm stressing people out more than I should be. I know this time right now is really stressful for my wife. It's stressful for my kids. My 2-year-old is so social. She hasn't been in daycare for almost 3 weeks. My 5-year-old, he's missing all of his friends in kindergarten. Every morning he looks at the class picture of all his friends and he asks when he gets to see them. My wife's working from home doing the majority of the stuff with the kids. And I know this isn't easy on everyone. So I know that when I'm getting out to do my workouts, I'm doing the minimum workout I need to feel the best that I can to be there, to be a solid person for my family. Previously, I've done a number of triathlons, so I still kind of follow running a lot, follow cycling a little bit, and I don't really follow swimming that much. I never did. Although I do like swimming, do think it's an awesome workout, and it's a bummer that all the pools are closed. But anyways, the Ironman New Zealand champ, Joe Skipper, recently, I believe it was a couple days ago, end of March 2020, completed a 325-kilometer ride that took him over 9 hours. And the internet kind of went crazy over this because everyone's in lockdown. If what I read is correct, the UK was saying, you know, you can go outside, you can work out, try and keep it to one workout a day. And so this guy goes, yeah, I've got one workout. It's going to take me 9 hours, 325 kilometers. Just a huge, huge bike ride. And the way he did it was actually pretty smart. He brought the majority of his food with him, the majority of his water. He only had to make one pit stop throughout the entire thing. When you're on a bike, you're not close to anyone. You know, he was probably safer out there than runners are going for runs around the city where you're kind of passing people in close proximity. And so I was thinking about that because there were people who were criticizing it. People were saying, you know, go for it, spend your time doing what you want. And all I could really think about is how that would have impacted my family if I was gone for 9 hours during a day, you know, during this chaotic time where my kids don't know what's going on. It's tough to explain to them. You can't go to daycare because of COVID-19, because of coronavirus. You can't see your friends because of this thing. My wife's working from home and then I'm gone for 9 hours. Thinking about it that way is really when I realized that the workouts that I do should be the minimum workout to maintain maximum composure, level-headedness. And I mean, you're listening to this, you probably have done a number of workouts before. You've probably worked out quite a bit before. You've probably done a number of GORUCK events. You know how you feel after working out, after a solid workout. You can think clearer, you feel better about yourself, you feel better about the situation, you feel more positive, make better decisions, clearer decisions, smarter decisions. And you know that you can get that from a brutal 30-minute beatdown, as well as a 4 or 5 hour slow, heavy ruck. In these times, I'm going to try and choose those quicker beatdowns to utilize my time most efficiently so I can still be there for my wife and my kids. Last thing I want to touch on for rucking, I know I kind of got off to the side there with the whole cycling thing, but if you have a treadmill and you ruck on it and you're kind of missing the outside, you're trying to self-isolate, you don't want to go outside. If you have a Garmin watch Some of the newer ones have just been getting the new virtual run activity. So I've got a Phoenix 6 Pro, I think it is. I know some of the newer Forerunners are getting it. It's called Virtual Run. And what it does is it broadcasts your cadence, your heart rate, all that information out to virtual running apps. And the one that I've most recently started messing around with is called Zwift, Z-W-I-F-T. You can download it for a computer. You can download it for a phone, for a tablet. And it's exactly what it sounds like. You've got this person there. And as you ruck, they walk. And you kind of get to see that the world that they're rucking or running or walking around in. And it's kind of fun. It's definitely not a replacement for being outside. But when your view, at least mine is, on my treadmill, is the garage door, it's kind of fun to have this to look at, to mess around with. I've actually been editing some of the podcasts while out there rucking. I've been doing some runs on it. It's worth checking out if you want to try something different. Not saying it's the best solution or a great alternative to rucking outside, but it's, to me, better than garage doors, and it's kind of fun in a COVID-19 sort of way. In addition, I've heard of other ruck clubs who've been doing Zoom calls, Facebook Messenger calls, getting on the treadmill, rucking, chatting with each other. I think that's really cool. There's a lot of ways in this day and age to stay connected without actually being together. And so if you're part of a club and you're trying to self-isolate out there, then maybe give that a shot. I personally haven't tried that, but I know there's local clubs to me who are doing it. And it seems like a really cool idea. Final thing we're going to talk about here is yoga, recovery. If you've never tried recovery, never tried yoga, never tried Ramwad, now is the time to give it a shot. For me personally, it helps just a ton with my stiffness, with my soreness, but also how I feel emotionally after these rough days. When I do yoga, when I do Ramwad, I feel way better. I feel like I recover quicker. I feel like I'm more mentally present. It's kind of tough to explain, which is why now is probably the ideal time to give it a shot. If you want to try out yoga, my suggestion there is to just go on YouTube and search for some 30-day yoga challenges. I started doing yoga back when Kirk recommended it to me, Metal Forger. His favorite was Leslie Fightmaster, Fightmaster Yoga. And I know that she's got a 30-day challenge. I've done just a ton of her videos. I really like them. One of the other just huge yoga instructors out there, I believe it's Yoga with Adrian, something like 6 million YouTube subscribers, tons and tons of videos. They've got yoga for runners, yoga for pretty much everything. I'd start out with finding some beginner yoga classes online, choose something that's shorter, 15 to 25 minutes. Do it either in the morning if you know that you can get it done before everyone wakes up, or do it when the kids go down so you can do it uninterrupted. You can really spend that time to yourself. And I find that that's how I'm really able to get the biggest benefit from it. I used to try and do it when the kids were napping and then they'd wake up and I'd be 2/3 of the way through it and I'd just start getting stressed out because I wasn't able to finish this. And I'm one of those people who, if you start something and you don't finish it, then it really gets to me and stresses me out. So doing it during times that I knew I'd be able to get it in is what really, really worked for me. Not saying yoga is going to be great for you or that it's even going to be good for you. I think it probably will be. And I know that there's a lot of other GORUCK selection finishers out there who talk yoga up a ton. I know there's a lot of our GRTs out there that talk yoga up a ton. All I'm saying that is if you've never tried yoga, now is probably the perfect time to try it. The other thing I do is Ramwad. Ramwad's not free. I believe it's $12.95 a month, but it's long static hold poses. They've got a new workout every single day. So if you're someone who doesn't want to go on YouTube and start searching around for a yoga routine, they just want to go to a website, they want to be given something to do, then they do it. Ramwad is perfect for that. They have a new routine every day. You do it, you're done, and there's really no thinking about it. They've got a long version, a short version. Longer versions are usually 19 to 22 minutes. Short versions are usually 10 to 13. Every Thursday, it's usually 50 minutes or so. I usually skip those because honestly, I don't have 50 minutes to spend doing any of this. But I know there's a lot of people who do them and get a lot of enjoyment out of doing those longer routines. Personally, the most I can dedicate to anything is about 25 minutes because anything past that and all of my other obligations, I've got podcasts to edit, I've got posts to write, I've got rucks to do, I've got real work to do, I've got kids to feed, I've got everything just starts flooding in and I have a hard time relaxing and staying in that good state. So I usually opt for the 20 minutes or less routines. Either way, yoga, Ramwad, if you haven't tried either of those, now is a perfect time. Ramwad has a free trial. Yoga, just search on YouTube, lots of free content. I'll have links to all of that, the instructors I like on YouTube, Ramwad in the show notes. So if you want to find those, you can find it there. In addition, there'll be links to everything else, Swift, the Brute Force app, sandbags, rocking stuff in the show notes. So if you want links to anything that I mentioned during this episode, you can just head on over to alldayrockoff.com/147. I just hope that you're able to maintain your level of fitness, not lose too much, kind of stay sane during this just crazy, crazy time. I know there's a lot of people out there who are struggling and sometimes taking 20 to 30 minutes to yourself for a good workout can just kind of turn it all around, at least for the day. I've got friends who have been furloughed. I've got family members who have been furloughed. A lot of them are starting their day off with a run, with a walk. And ever since they started doing that, they've been, you know, feeling better mentally, as good as they can about the situation. I think one of the things that's, I don't want to say this is good, but I feel like we're all in this together. There's just so many people out there right now who are impacted by this that we can all kind of, you know, come together and realize that this is sucking for everyone. When I talk to friends online, when I talk to people on the phone, no one sounds like they're winning out there right now. And hopefully, kind of like the tough point of a GORUCK event, maybe this will bring us together a little bit. Either way, look out for yourself, look out for your family. If you've quit working out during this, maybe start back up in a safe way and see how it impacts your mental attitude. And most importantly, just stay safe out there. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I had a couple other episodes that I was planning on releasing for episode number 147, just because they're already recorded. But the week leading up to this, I was just kind of thinking about everything that was going on, thinking about conversations that I had with friends, and decided to record this on my own to hopefully give you some ideas on ways to work out, ways to stay positive. And I hope that you found that you learned something from this episode. If you want to reach out to me, you can always send me an email, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayrockoff.com. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave reviews, Facebook, Apple Podcasts. Just search for All Day Rock Off. alldayrockoff.com/store. Still shipping stuff out. Have some new hats on there. Multicam black. Have some new patches on there. Thanks. I hate it. Which, if there's anything that kind of sums up the start to 2020, it might be that. Put those into production well before 2020 took a turn for whatever this is. And when they showed up in the mail, it seemed pretty timely. In addition, you can support through Patreon, patreon.com/alldayrockoff. Link to that in the show notes. If you support through Patreon, you get discounts in the online store, some other things, and then you get bonus discounts on pretty much all new gear that comes in. So those multicam black hats, there's bonus discounts there. And then the Thanks I Hate It patches, there's some bonus discounts there as well. I just want to say thank you so much again for all the support. Thank you for downloading this episode. I do truly hope that you're staying safe out there. I know this is a crazy time, so don't feel obligated to support me. Work on supporting yourself. Work on supporting your family. Work on staying secure. And I will definitely be talking to you again next week. Thank you so much. As always, don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive. And thank you again for tuning in.